All right. Injuries, Eric Berry will be listed as out, as Joe McKnight will be listed as out. Everybody else practiced and did a nice job. We look forward to the challenge of playing the Patriots. Good football team coming in there. These guys practice hard this week and are looking forward to that opportunity. Play on Monday night. Time's yours.
How are you going to list Jamal Charles, coach? Questionable.
We'll put that out the side. He did everything, though. I mean, I don't. They'll Rick will go in there and examine him and then give it to you. So.
D'Anthony the same way.
Yeah, D'Anthony did all of his stuff out here, so we'll just see, see how he does. Probably more optimistic about Jamal than him. So.
As a guy who's done so much offensively, studied so many offenses, what do you like about Tom Brady?
Well, listen, he's time tested, so he's been doing this a long time, and he's been consistent throughout his career, and won a lot of football games. And I think he's a smart guy on top of all that.
Consistent coach. There's going to be 343 combined wins between you and Bill Belichick Monday night. How have you been able to sustain that throughout your entire career?
Yeah, well, I'm lucky that I've been around good people, two good organizations, and a ton of good people. So, and I'm sure Bill would ditto this, that you can't do it alone, for sure. And I think we both understand that. So. Yeah, he wasn't asked to catch the ball quite as much as what he's doing here, or protect like he's doing here. Those are things he's worked hard on. I mean, I think we all knew he could run the football and do that from college, but just a matter of learning the system. And you guys have got to know him. I mean, he's so diligent and matter-of-fact about everything he does. So you're always pulling for him to do what he did the other day, because he worked so hard.
How about the work you've seen him in him as a runner? I mean, it seems like he's always going upfield. What specifically his vision, just as a runner? Does he see holes a little better than he did last year?
Yeah, I think it's slowed down for him. That's one of the big things. So when you first get into it, everything's moving fast, and you might miss a read here or there. But with reps, things kind of slow down and age. You kind of figure it all out.
How much of a relief is there to finally know what's wrong with Cat?
Yeah, that's good. I mean, listen, we're all pulling for him. He's a good kid, and it was just a matter of getting it all sorted out. And I know Rick talked to you about it, so that we're glad he's back in and working out and getting himself back into what he loves doing. That's playing football.
Seems like with the gas thing, maybe the symptoms kind of blurred together, right? I mean, isn't that what kind of made it complicated?
Yeah, whatever Rick told you. I mean, that's okay. Kind of the I'm not. I'm not the doctor there on that, so I'm just happy that he's on the mend. I mean, that's all I really care about there, and that's a positive.
What about the
Royals? They're doing a heck of a job, man. Listen, I am fired up for those guys. I'm fired up for Lynn Dawson and the bridge. I mean, how many people are great enough to have a bridge named after you? I mean, that's impressive. I mean, they named a city after a bridge, and now Lynn Dawson. I mean, that's unbelievable. Yeah, right. So, the London Bridge, I know you were on top of that.
Yeah, I was on top of that. Okay. I'm also on top of this. So.
Okay, fire away.
With the Achilles things, man, it's 3 and 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Are you guys thinking about, looking at what you do, or are you just chalking it up to a fluke?
No, well, listen, PFAT, they're on top of that. That's your Professional Football Trainers Association. I mean, they're hitting that thing hard. The NFL ankle and committee, they're knocking this thing out. I mean, there are like 14 of these things in the National Football League right now, and three teams are in double digits with them. So it's out there, and people are examining it to try to figure it out. So, that's how that works.
You're saying three teams are in double digits?
I believe the Colts, no, with the Achilles, I believe the Colts and the Ravens also had the same situation. They've had two, and we've had three, so we're winning that game.
Talking about the success both you and Belichick have, it also seems like you guys have the same attitude as far as your staff. I mean, you have a staff formed here last year you're very familiar with, and they're familiar with you. His staff, they all start as grunts and work their way up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that's how it works a lot of times, and especially when you've been someplace a long time. A lot of the young guys have grown up and doing their thing. So, you know, our staff's in particular on the offensive side is really no different than that. So, but yeah, like I said, you've got to have good people around you, and it starts with the coaches and the front office and the ownership. I mean, you know, there's a whole bunch of people that have got to be pulling, you know, the rope in the same direction if you're going to win that tug of war. So it's a good thing.